Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press. I'm coming to you, as you know or should know, right here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Of course, the website of the Republic Broadcasting Network is republicbroadcasting.org. And I don't remind you often enough to check out the website for a lot of good news and information, and for information about products, books, videos, health needs, lots of good things that can help you in your day-to-day life. So do check out republicbroadcasting.org. Had a very interesting day. I stopped down at the American Free Press office today and had a very interesting visit with a very interesting individual whom I'm not really at liberty to name at this point, but needless to say, this is a very well-connected individual, and he is on our side, ladies and gentlemen, and he has some very interesting connections of his own. And it's always good to know that there are people like this. People who've been in high places and people who have even higher connections at higher levels internationally. Good Americans who've come around and maybe a little late in their lives who are on our side. It's very interesting because this individual expressed his opinion about his own career, suggesting that he himself had been an unwitting asset. I don't know if that's exactly the phrase he used, but needless to say, what he said was that during his career, at a very high level, he was doing the bidding of people, and little did he know that he was. But as I say, folks, it always pleases me to know that there are people who do come around. Very interesting individual. Very, very interesting individual. We traded some personal war stories and got some good laughs. Very small world in many respects. Our world. What a world it is. You know, last night we had a call from Yvonne from Nevada and the tail end of our discussion with Mark Glenn about what's happened between Georgia and Russia. And, you know, Yvonne put it very simply and even eloquently when she said that she hadn't been so happy in such a long time as to, what Vladimir Putin did made her feel good. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't it an irony, you know, that these criminals in our government, they're saying how terrible it was, that it was naked aggression on the part of Russia, but as, of course, one of our other callers, I do believe it was Jim from Texas, pointed out that it was not even the Russians who struck first. No, the Russians were defending their borders, ladies and gentlemen. What was the United States doing when the people who control our government, not we, the people, the corrupt people who control our government, used our blood and treasure to launch this insane war against Iraq? Take them out. String them up. That's what's going to happen when the American people finally take the reins of government back once again. There is going to be hell to pay, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope I'm around to see it. I hope we're all around to see it. Well, we're going to a break in a moment here, ladies and gentlemen. And then I want to talk about a few things in the news. And we'll eventually get around to some phone calls, I imagine. I hope, I expect. Stay tuned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all-natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Hey, I got a good laugh the other day. I got onto the website of the infamous Christopher Kinky Balloon Berlin. And, you know, here's a guy who's supposedly fleeing Zionist intrigue and power, hiding out God knows where. Rumors abound from Alabama to Sweden and Norway and Estonia. But, you know, it's funny, Berlin, who claims to be fleeing the Zionists, announces on the front page of his website that he's traveling in Germany and names the specific city or town in Germany where he has been, and then says he's traveling throughout Europe doing research on his family. Now, Germany is occupied Germany, ladies and gentlemen, occupied by the United States and effectively Israel. And yet Berlin, who is supposedly fleeing Zionism, announces that he's in Germany, or is this some clever trick to throw off the Zionists? I don't know. No, I think it was actually an honest admission that inadvertently verifies the fact that he is quite free to travel, which kind of contradicts his big claim that he's an international criminal in the eyes of the international criminal elite. Just a thought. Just wanted to mention that. We know, folks, I do want to thank one of our listeners who sent me an email, which I just got today, providing some contact information for Walter Burian, known for his research into the CAFR, not the Council on Foreign Relations, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports, the CAFRs. That's F as in Frank, as in our caller, Frank from Canada, who joined us last evening. C-A-F-R. No connection to Frank in Canada. I'm just emphasizing it's F as opposed to S as in snake, as in Eric Huffschmidt. But in any case, speaking of the emails, I am a little bit behind in my emails, as I generally and perpetually am, and I do try to respond to as many as possible that do require a response, and I'm hoping to get around to that this weekend. So I do thank you for those who do send me personal notes along with other information. You know, for months during the Democratic presidential primary campaign, and I'm switching gears here, by the way, for months during the Democratic presidential primary campaign, I kept insisting that ultimately I thought Al Gore would emerge from the Democratic National Convention as its nominee, and people continually said to me, oh, no, that's not going to happen, blah, 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 blah. Well, folks, a lot of you have probably not been paying any attention, as most people are not, because it's generally considered a fait accompli that Barack Obama will, in fact, be the Democratic Party's candidate. However, folks, and I bring you this news with the reminder that I have never officially withdrawn my prediction. I don't think I have. I never intended to. I've never withdrawn my prediction or my theory that Al Gore could emerge as a Democratic nominee. I just have not talked much about it. But now in the news, there are these noises being made by people described as supporters of Hillary Clinton, not to mention noises being made by the Clintons themselves, that they may wish to put Hillary Clinton's name in nomination at the Democratic convention to give the Clinton supporters a voice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, a gentleman with the Irish name of Reuben, and of course I'm being sarcastic, Reuben is not an Irish name, a gentleman with the Irish name of Reuben is now leading a campaign not only to get Hillary Clinton's name placed in nomination, but to convince delegates to withdraw their support for Mr. Obama and throw it to Hillary Clinton. It's highly unlikely, I'll be the first to admit, it's highly unlikely that that's about to happen. But, folks, imagine some scenario such as this, that in the days leading up to the Democratic convention, something pops up somewhere which suddenly becomes a national media cause celeb, something that could undermine Barack Obama. Perhaps not enough to catapult Hillary to the Democratic nomination, but to cause enough distress at the Democratic convention that it would force the issue to a vote in which an alternative candidate, such as, yes, Al Gore, could be put forth. So I don't think it's going to happen, but don't write off that possibility. This is an anything-goes campaign, ladies and gentlemen. It's an anything-goes campaign, and no matter what you say about, not Al Gore, no matter what you say about Barack Obama, John McCain is far worse. It's one of my colleagues at American Free Press said the other day, he said, I sure hate like hell to endorse Obama, but he says, I'll tell you what, he says, this guy McCain is really bad. I think that kind of summarizes the situation quite well. But as I responded at the time, I said, well, I'm not so certain Obama will be the nominee. And my theory on that, folks, for those of you who haven't heard it before, this is a theory, this is all speculation, is that if, in fact, Barack Obama were denied a majority of the Democratic convention votes or denied the number needed for the nomination, the situation would be such that they could not turn the nomination to Hillary simply because it would inflame Obama's supporters. So therefore, the logical move would be to slide in another candidate. And I do believe this would even be satisfactory to Hillary Clinton, because that Democratic candidate, whoever would come out of that convention, could very well be weakened enough with a divided party that it would throw the election to John McCain and set the stage for Hill and Billary. Hill and Billary. Bill and Hillary. Hillary, Billary, to come back 4 years from now. Anyway, that's just my, I don't even want to call it an opinion. That's just a little bit of speculation. But I did want to remind you about that. Now, another little twist on the vice presidential nominating process, and that refers, of course, to the Republican parties. Now, I began predicting back in 2000, yes, when Joe Lieberman was the Democratic presidential vice presidential nominee, I began predicting not long after the election that Joe Lieberman would eventually end up in the Republican Party and that he would, in fact, end up as either George Bush's vice president through some series of circumstances or as the Republican Party's vice presidential nominee in 2008. And if you even vaguely follow the news, you do know that Joe Lieberman has, in fact, reached that summit where his name is prominently mentioned. And I take great amusement and pleasure in talking about that because there were so many of my friends who laughed at me and some of my liberal Democratic, hardcore Democratic friends said, oh, no, Joe's a good Democrat. Why, he'd never abandon the party, et cetera, et cetera. I really love rubbing it in their faces. Well, there's a new glitch in the whole thing, and I meant to mention this before. If I did, frankly, folks, I forgot about it. I don't think I did, though. There is a new name being thrown in the mix. It is Congressman Eric Cantor, K-A-N-T-O-R, Eric Cantor. Maybe it's spelled with a C. Forgive me if I've misspelled it. I'm not even sure how it's spelled. I feel ignorant in saying that, but the name Cantor can be spelled with a C or a K. That name Cantor is not an Irish name. In fact, those of you who like the Khazar stories will be thrilled to know that Cantor is, in fact, considered one of the names which is often said to be a Khazar name. In any case, Congressman Cantor is the third-ranking Republican in the House of Representatives. He's, I believe, Deputy Minority Whip. Now, some time ago, during the scandals surrounding Congressman Foley of Florida, who was having the email antics with the pages, there were also some problems surrounding then, or I should say surrounding House Speaker, what the hell is his name? The fat guy from Illinois. No longer House Speaker, though. What's his name? God, I'm getting old, folks. In any case, at that time, I wrote an article for American Free Press stating flatly that a lot of these intrigues and scandals seemed to me, in my estimation, to be a way of maneuvering Eric Cantor into a higher leadership position in the Republican Party in the House of Representatives. And, of course, at the time, people said, ah, there goes that Piper again. There he goes with his conspiracy theories. It always involves the Jews. Well, generally, that's exactly correct. It usually does involve, quote-unquote, the Jews. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you with sensitive ears and hearts and minds and souls, I don't mean all the Jews. I don't mean every single Jew in the face of the planet. But in any case, guess what? If you haven't heard the news, Eric Cantor's name is being bandied about as a possible vice presidential candidate for John McCain. It makes sense, folks. He's a very devout, I believe, Orthodox Jew. He's anti-abortion. He has a very conservative voting record. All the John Birchers will love him. And what better substitute? We have Joe Lieberman on the campaign trail supporting them and Eric Cantor for vice president. The Jewish money will pour into the Republican Party if it happens. Don't be surprised, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, you did hear it here first. Thank you.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
1.
The preservation of capital.
2.
Consistent profitability. And
3.
The pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. You know, today, you know, it's a commonplace thing if you live and or work around Capitol Hill. As I mentioned many, many times before on this program, it is commonplace to be not necessarily harassed, but approached for donations, for contributions by homeless people, most of whom are either drug and or alcohol addicted. Gotten to know quite a few of them over the years. I'm pleased to say many of them have eventually reformed and have stayed clean. But, you know, I was walking down the street today, beautiful sunny afternoon. Here's this poor, pathetic guy sitting on a bench. Said, sir, I'm homeless. I need some money. Well, you know, the thing is, I just had enough money on me to get lunch. I couldn't spare a penny. I didn't even have I just had to say no. I'm a soft touch, but I couldn't do it. And you know, I started thinking about this. My God, you know, here homeless people, not always because of their own misdeeds, but there are homeless people who've fallen into bad times. You know, here they are on the streets of the nation's capital, within a few blocks of the U.S. Capitol itself. We can't house them. We can't provide serious drug treatment programs. We can't provide job training. And, you know, I'm telling you, folks, the bureaucracies that are ostensibly in charge of this, I know a lot of you out there are saying, oh, they do have this and they do have that. No, they don't. They exist, but they do nothing for the most part. There are occasionally some private organizations that do work successfully. But anything coming out of the government, it's a big, fat flop. But we can give billions of dollars to the state of Israel because, oh my God, Adolf Hitler, the most evil man in the world, the meanest man in the world, did some nasty things to the Jews during World War II, so therefore the United States has to give them billions of dollars, and the occupied government of Germany, which is completely occupied, completely controlled, yet Christopher Blinn's running around over there, this great anti-Zionist, you know, running around free in Germany and broadcasting it on the Internet. Government of Germany gives Israel billions in reparations, but you know what? We can't do anything for the homeless people in the streets of Washington, D.C., or the homeless in any other city in America. What the hell are our priorities? Now, I know some of you are saying, oh, that Piper, he sounds like a liberal. No, Piper isn't a liberal. Piper's just a poor taxpayer like many of you. Some of you are smart and don't pay taxes. Or maybe some of you are making a mistake in not paying taxes. I don't know, but I don't know. I'm not going to make a judgment on that. But needless to say, you know, I would rather have my tax dollars going to help out my fellow Americans and getting these people off the streets, many of whom turn around and commit crimes to feed their drug and alcohol habits. I'd rather have my tax dollars spent on feeding these people and housing them and clothing them and training them. And if they can't be trained, just, you know, give them something to subsist upon rather than sending my money over to Israel so that Israel can send its advisors up to agitate in Georgia, causing a provocation that resulted in the deaths of, what, 100,000 Georgians and how many thousand people in I don't even know how it's pronounced, south of Sesha, and how many Russians died in the process. Are our dollars going to Israel so that they can feed it back here to American politicians who do the bidding? These, you know, you know who's really the worst of them all? In some respects, these crummy kosher conservatives who want to send billions of dollars to Israel, but they don't want to vote for any funding for social programs here in the United States because it's this or that or whatever. You know what I mean? What utter, I got to watch my language, what utter hypocrisy. Speaking of Georgia, shifting gears, one of John McCain's advisors, Randy Scheuneman, he is not Jewish, in case any of you are interested. I don't think he is, but he is a longtime henchman, a longtime water carrier, at the very least, for the Kosher Conservative Network, popularly known as the Neoconservative Network. This guy, Scheuneman, he had a $200,000 contract to provide, quote-unquote, strategic advice to the Georgian government. This guy, this same guy, Scheuneman, is also advising John McCain on John McCain's foreign policy. Well, of course, you know, talk about a conflict of interest. Of course, he's going to get away with it. I'm not sure it's illegal, but, you know, should something be said about it? Well, you know, what kind of conflicts of interest is John McCain? His family fortune comes from organized crime. And I'm pleased to say that so many, many people have picked up on the story that I did first pioneer. With, I must add, input from the late Brian Downing Quigg, who died mysteriously several years ago. He's the one who first put me on to John McCain's organized crime connections, and I've taken it from there. Made the story national. Now others are picking up on it. I'm very pleased that they're pirating my stuff. People need to know that John McCain is a low-down crook controlled by the kosher mafia. All right, we're going to the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse? The world economic collapse could come any day. Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question. Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, folks, welcome back. I just discovered we have a whole lineup of callers. You know, I just walked into my living room for a moment. I have a very large chair there, and there's in that chair, even as I speak, there is this enormous four-legged beast, which I would love to sic on Abe Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League. And before we go to the callers, I will address you with a philosophical question involving Abe Foxman. That is this. It's just something for you to think about. If after the American people reclaim their government and convict the war criminals of their crimes against humanity, and if we have to torture them to find out the names of their collaborators, whoops, I don't mean torture. If we have to use waterboarding to question them, to reveal the names of other traitors and the crimes they've committed, who deserves, if upon being convicted of the crimes of which we've described, who deserves waterboarding more? George W. Bush or Abe Foxman? This ought to give the Anti-Defamation League something to chew on. They'll say, Michael Collins Piper has suggested that Jewish people be waterboarded. No, they'll call it tortured, because they'll use the term tortured, admitting what waterboarding is, even though, of course, it isn't officially torture, according to the Bush administration and their Jewish advisors and their friends in Israel. That having been said, I give you that to think about, and we will go to our first caller here, David, calling from South Carolina.
Hey, Mike.
What's going on, Dave?
Sorry, I haven't called you lately. I've been out there working on that gas oven in the back, you know.
Got to be done, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, they could just give them virtual waterboarding by, you know, putting them all on a boat and sinking it, you know. I have to say, you know, I'm happier than Yvonne, if that's possible. You know, I just love it when nationalists and patriots rise up and smash the Jews, which was wonderful to see because, you know, you should have seen this. I don't know. I've been keeping up with CNN and all these others. I keep up with Russian media, too, showing it was like a Monty Python movie or something, you know. They come up there and they stuck spear down in the cave, and all of a sudden the big Russian bear come running out, and they said, run away, run away. Yeah, there were actually Israelis, you know, scrambling to get on the jets to get out of there, fighting over it and everything. But
absolutely, I mean, what an absolute farce it was. Yeah,
this is
what they did.
The commando, you know, the Israelis have been there for a long time, and we have Blackwater guys, our own troops, and all of a sudden, a real army. You know, the Israelis and everybody, they set them, they train them up to do basically what they do to Palestinians. Okay, dodge the soldiers, you know, sitting there peacefully, not, you know, minding their own business, the Russian troops, the South Ossetian militia, dodge them and go throw grenades in the bunkers after you bomb the crap out of the cities and everything. You know, massacre the civilians, ethnic cleansing, you know, in its purest form. And then when the stuff got rough, you should have seen them. They were running, leaving vehicles, jumping out and taking off down the road, scrambling for cover. And then they had Saakashvili, the thug who runs Georgia now. They had this little photo op on like the fourth or fifth day, which was a pure PR stunt because they said,
oh, he was crying. I do believe.
Oh, yeah, they said, oh, no, a jet. We hear a jet. And the guy on the ground for CNN said, no jet was seen or heard. You know, all these Israeli commandos piled flak jackets on him and all that, you know. It was ridiculous. And I just love the thing about it is, though, Putin is a true nationalist.
Absolutely.
He's
absolutely. God bless Vladimir Putin.
Exactly. You know,
he may not be perfect, but I'll tell you what, he's leading a charge on behalf of the Russian people against the New World Order.
Exactly. And the thing about it is, you know, they went after the Russians, in my opinion. It wasn't nothing to do with a pipeline. I mean, the Russians, of course, have more oil and gas than anyone in the world. You know, Saudi Arabia, even, you know. And this little pipeline, it goes to Ceyhan in Turkey. The Israelis want that. They're going to try to run a pipeline underwater to build a depot in Ashkelon, a port in Israel, and then run it through their country down to Eilat on the Red Sea to ship it overseas. You know, the classic middleman thing they do with everything. Yeah, that's the plan.
You know, that's funny, Dave, because I mentioned at the outset of the show, I was talking about this visitor I had today, and we had a very interesting discussion. And this is the point he made, that so much of the intrigue that goes on is carried on by those in the middle.
Okay.
And that is exactly what it has been throughout history, and that is exactly what's been happening, you know, here in the conflict between Georgia and Russia. But the one phenomenon I pointed out, the one thing that has been becoming, they're becoming more and more open about it because they're getting bolder and bolder. And I think that may be a good sign because, as the late Paquita de Shishmaroff said, the Jews always go too far. They have no sense of timing. They have no sense of proportion.
That is the great hope. I've read history many times, and the one thing they always get kicked out of everywhere, and this is something I look forward to, is that, they messed up. You know, and that's the thing, too. The reason, I believe, is there's two things. They're diverting attention and trying to tie the Russians down because the hugest armada assembled in history is almost ready to blockade the Persians.
Absolutely. It's these chess games that they play. They divert your attention while there's intrigue elsewhere. And, I think Putin may well have at least... I would hope that he's checked them, at least for the time being.
God,
Dave,
yes.
I got to move on here, but I appreciate your call.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
All right, let's go to Carl in Canada. Carl, come on up. Or come on down, I should say.
Yeah, I had a couple interesting things I wanted to share with your audience. Number one, there was a very interesting article in the Montreal Gazette from Mikhail Gorbachev today, translated into English. It was also in the Russian news about how the U.S. trained the Georgians and how U.S. forces were over there. And it going into the history going back to the 90s of how the U.S. has been involved in Georgia. And I just want your listeners to look that up. Should be online. I don't have access, but it made the paper today.
Yeah, it was actually, that article was all actually run, I believe, in the Washington Post possibly yesterday or the day before, and they mentioned that it was about to be published elsewhere. So, yeah. Yes, Gorbachev, interesting character, interesting man who seems to have gotten away with a lot. He's admitted it, and but isn't it kind of interesting? You know, isn't it kind of interesting that we raise hell about the Russians protecting their borders, which is essentially what they were doing, and coming to the aid of a group of people who want independence from Georgia?
Yeah.
You know, a freedom movement. Okay, but. But we can't even protect our own borders here in the United States because we have our troops over killing Iraqis and Afghans.
Another thing Mikhail Gorbachev points out, it is that the Georgians attacked the Russians and not the other way around, as it been twisted in the media. He also mentions that in there. Another thing I want to heard is about Cynthia McKinney getting kicked out of Congress. I know she's on the radio tomorrow, the same time your show is. And I had a call-in number here. I got this from somebody else, and they had an access code. It's going to be on for several hours. I know she's running for president. I'm not endorsing her or anything, but, you know, she came out about 9/11 in Congress, I heard, and she got kicked out for her comment.
She also called for an investigation of the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty.
And I have the phone number here, if, you know.
Well, go ahead and give it out. I hate to tell people to listen to another radio program other than my own, but what the hell? Go ahead, give
it
out.
It's going to be on for several hours tomorrow. Come on at 9. It's 712-432-1001, and then you got to push in this code for the conference call. The code is 433-0272-66 and pound. And that's going to be on tomorrow evening, and she's going to have a conference call with whoever wants to participate. I don't know how many people it can hold, but I'm just going to get that out.
I'm not too keen on those conference calls because I've been on conference calls with three or four people, and you find more and more people talking over each other than anybody getting out any information. But I have always been an admirer of Cynthia McKinney. A lot of people don't like her because she's black. A lot of other people don't like her because she's a black woman. Other people say she's a liberal Democrat. Other people say she's erratic, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, most of what they've heard about Cynthia McKinney, they have heard in the controlled media in this country. And why does the controlled media in this country not like Cynthia McKinney? Well, number one, because she called for an investigation of the attack on the USS Liberty. Number two, she's been a critic of Israel. And number three, she is, to the best of my knowledge, the only sitting, or well, she's no longer sitting in Congress. She was, at the time, the only sitting member of Congress to publicly call for an investigation of the attack on the USS Liberty, which I don't even believe Ron Paul has done. So maybe that explains why Cynthia McKinney is a bad girl.
Yeah. Another thing, one of your callers had also asked me to call him, and I was going to call back. I have one of those rechargeable phone cards, and I have to have somebody go on the Internet and recharge it. And then I misplaced his number. He told me to call him last week, and I was going to call him back in reference to the summer comments I made about the Bible. And, you know, I couldn't call him back now because I misplaced his number. I looked everywhere for it, so I apologize, you know.
Okay, I don't know how we can help you out there, Carl. But
he called into your network and left his number.
Okay, maybe you guys can hook up that way. So
Yeah.
All right, Carl, I have to move on here. I want to try to squeeze as many callers as possible. All right, thanks, Carl. All right, let's see. We got Henry in Connecticut. I haven't heard from Henry in a while. Henry, come on up.
Yeah, hello.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm glad you knew about the thing with the, you know, that guy who even ran Israel. He, I mean, ran Georgia. He was also a Jew. Let me say this about Gorbachev, though. Didn't Gorbachev kill a couple of million people in Georgia himself?
I don't know. I can't answer that question.
Yeah, because Gary Null, Gary Null, the nutritionist, he said that Gorbachev was responsible for something. Now, I do know this, though. I think Gorbachev is one of their boys. I see a lot of stuff in the, there's some of the stuff in the CFR and the Council on Foreign Relations. I don't see nothing with Putin. The other thing with Putin is this. You said, Putin's not perfect. What is the negative history of Putin? Being in the KGB. That's like an intelligence.
Well, when I say he's not perfect, I don't have any inside information there. I'm just kind of saying I don't want to imply that he's a god on wheels. I'm just saying.
I don't think.
Yeah, that's all I meant by that. I'm not talking as though I have some particular information there. I'm just saying that he, like any other politician, is not perfect. And but I think in this particular instance, the actions that he's taken are, as Yvonne, very nice lady, no one can call her a hate-filled extremist. She said she applauded. She was happy that Putin did what he did. And, yes, I'm glad he did what he did, although I'm so sorry that so many innocent people suffered. But it may prevent, in the long run, a lot more innocent people from suffering.
Well, when it was going on, I was kind of hoping that Putin kicked their ass.
It looks like he did.
Oh yeah, well he did. But here's the thing: you know how this all started, don't you? Putin kicked out. I read in Robert Chapman's International Forecaster. This is a while ago. The paper version. Putin kicked out a Russian Jew now. Big banker guy is tied with Rothschild. Rothschild just put so many hundreds of millions into his lap to do something with Russia to try, they've been sucking Russia dry since Trotsky. And Putin kicked them all out. That's why I'm wondering. I don't think he is a communist, because when I look back at all the communist leaders now, Yeltsin, he sucked the country dry. I think Khrushchev, he was communist, of course, and he committed all kinds of atrocities and sucked the country dry. I don't even think Gorbachev did anything during, Reagan, and after. There was a time when Russia was starving, too, wasn't it? I think it's just...
Yeah, I tell you, what happened back there with Gorbachev was that there had been a, and I don't have the material handy, but what was happening was that there were Russian nationalist elements inside the KGB and the military who were moving into open rebellion as they saw the Russian economy beginning to collapse. And there was so much looting going on. As I understand it, massive volumes of Russian gold a lot of gold was being moved out of Russia into Jewish-controlled banks in the West.
Right.
And they knew that Russia was about to collapse, and so this created the situation where Gorbachev was destabilized. And then what happened was the same gang that had been responsible for destabilizing the country pulled this bait and switch operation where they basically announced, the Soviet Union has collapsed and now free Russia has emerged, but they were still in control.
Yeah, and then you had Yeltsin.
And they put Yeltsin in. Then
he sucked it dry.
Putin was essentially a lieutenant of Yeltsin, and they moved him in upon Yeltsin's retirement. But when Putin got in, he said, "Surprise, fellas." And he pulled the rug out from under them. He turned the tables. And the ones that he didn't kick out of the country, they either fled to London or Tel Aviv.
Yeah, right. Right. The other thing is this. And the other thing is this. Possibly is Putin one of those, Russian nationalists in the KGB?
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly what it was. I mean, if he weren't in the first place, he certainly saw his opportunity and he took it.
Yeah. Well, that's
I was in Russia, it's funny. When I was in Russia, I met so many people who gleefully told me they had been members of the Communist Party. and members of the communist youth movement and members of this and that. But then they would add with a smile, but I was never a communist.
Right, you had to be.
You had to be, that's right.
Right.
And now they are reveling in real freedom. There are, it's an authoritarian country.
Oh, no, I know it is, still is. Yeah,
yeah, it is. But, you know, Russia always has been in one form or another, so what's new? Henry, I got to move on here. We are going to the break. Thanks for your call. Good to hear from you again. Folks, we are going to the break. Stay tuned. We're going to be able to squeeze in Byron from Canada. Another American in Canada. Hang on there, folks.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Michael Collins Piper here. Just visited with the Hound of the Baskervilles during the break. Have you ever seen an enormous canine dragging around the carcass? It's amazing how much they love it. They roll in it. They smile. They chew on it. Reminds you that our four-legged friends have different priorities. They are scavengers just like the scavengers that looted Russia and who are trying to destroy America. Let's go to Byron in Canada. Byron, come on up.
Thanks, Mike. I'll be real quick.
Go ahead.
One question, and then maybe you can answer it or somebody else can. I kind of know what I think the answer is. But, you know, how come when oil prices were just going through the ceiling, they would blame it on, oh, there was a threat from Iran or there was a terrorist threat, then the oil would just jump right through the ceiling. Here there's an invasion. There's a major oil line or gas line or whatever it is through Georgia, and oil prices are going down. Why is that?
Well, I couldn't even attempt to answer it. I'm not much of an economist. Tell me why. What do you think?
Well, I think like what a lot of people say, that OPEC has nothing to do with oil prices, that it's all on Wall Street.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's the simplest answer, and I think it's, you know, there are so many people who can tell you that it is indeed all a fraud. You know, it's all a big game, the great game they call the whole intrigue in the Middle East, and that's all part and parcel of it. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's the logical answer. We know, we had a stockbroker on here call in a few weeks ago, commenting upon the manipulation of the oil prices and how it's all done. You know, it's all a great game, and the game is, just as I said, these scavengers are picking the bones, chewing us up and spitting us out, and that's what it all comes down to. So it's a matter of us versus them, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to get them before they get us.
I'm just wondering, you kind of hit on it there. I'm just sort of wondering if it wasn't also to show how the Middle East is so unstable that we need to get in there and take control.
That's part of it.
Because, you know, every time there's, you know, something there, you know, it causes the price of oil.
You Arabs. You Arabs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You Arabs there, Byron. You know what I mean? That's it. You know, that's it. We gotta stop you Arabs from jacking up the price of our oil, because after all, you know, You guys shouldn't have all that oil there. I mean, after all, the Middle East belongs to the Jews. God gave it to them.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm just wondering, you know, just the, you know, for the American people, all, you know, that Middle East is you know, needs somebody to babysit them. So, you know, it would just as well be us. And I'll get off the phone there, Mike, and thank you very much.
Thanks, Byron. Yeah, think about that, folks. How many of your friends and neighbors have said, yeah, we got to go over there and kick their you-know-what, because Them Arabs, they have all that oil. They shouldn't have that oil. They're crooks. They wear funny hats. Yeah, just like Joe Lieberman on Saturday. All right, folks. Joe Lieberman on Saturday. That's kind of funny. Or is it Friday? See, I don't even know, so I can't be Jewish like Eric Hufschmidt and Christopher Belin say. When do the Jews wear funny hats to church? All right, folks, we're wrapping it up here. I'll be here tomorrow night, and I hope you will be, providing they haven't destroyed the world in the meantime. Stay tuned for more good programming here on Republic Broadcasting, here at republicbroadcasting.org. Thanks for listening in.
Gold has been.